I don't know why I like it. I just do.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about abortion because I cannot believe the lies that continue to get told by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance to Americans. It's just ridiculous. Women will be happy. You'll no longer be thinking about abortion.
Right, because it's not an option.
It's just so stupid. I'm going to be thinking about abortion until it is enshrined in this nation's laws.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? That's when I'll stop thinking about abortion, Donald. You think somebody might want to pass him a message. And the harms keep coming. Two women have died in Georgia. A young woman in South Carolina spent 22 freaking days in jail because she had a miscarriage. And by the way, she had a miscarriage when abortion was still legal in the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, what? She was threatened with felony charges. The grand jury, whoever was on that grand jury for Miss Marsh in South Carolina, God bless you for refusing to indict a young woman who had a miscarriage. If you want to read the coverage on that, go read CNN's story. I could barely get through it.
That is linked in yesterday's podcast for the first hour. It will be linked again in today's podcast. Those are always available at civicmedia.us.
Thanks for keeping me always leading people to where they can find more information, Jess. I appreciate you. But I wanted to share with you this decision that dropped on Monday. A federal judge in North Dakota issued an injunction on Monday blocking the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission from protecting any employees of basically almost any Catholic church or Catholic organization who seek time off from work or any reasonable accommodation under the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, and who seek this time off if they need to seek in vitro fertilization treatments or an abortion. So even in states where these things are legal, the Catholic Church has sued to refuse to allow employees to take any time off. And U.S. District Judge Daniel Traynor, a Trump appointee, issued what I can only call a religious invective of a decision on Monday, granting this preliminary injunction. It doesn't just prevent the EEOC from requiring time off. It also reaches to Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and it is broad, very broad. Here's what the guy wrote. It is a precarious time for people of religious faith in America. The repeated illegal and unconstitutional administrative actions against one of the founding principles of our country, the free exercise of religion. What are you talking about? What about the free exercise of individuals, of workers, of women who happen to be employed by a Catholic-related agency or the church itself? That's not a precondition to employment because that would be religious discrimination.
Last I checked.
This challenge to religious liberty is a reminder of the danger of government action that is clearly anti-religion or pro-religion, Judge Traynor. What?
Yeah, there are other religions.
This is my point exactly. And so let me just say this. The Pope, about a week and a half ago, said that the two choices for president were both you had to choose between two evils. No, sir. We live in a secular democracy. If you don't know how democracies work, maybe you should educate yourself before wading into this foray. Maybe, sir, you should acknowledge the fact that other religions like the Jewish faith and people who do not subscribe to your version of Christianity or Catholicism don't believe that abortion is immoral. And he quoted from Bishop Carey, who, by the way, isn't the bishop in North Dakota or for the Archdiocese of Bismarck. He's a bishop from Oregon. Why this guy was getting quoted, God only knows. And in the decision, he said this: the church cannot accommodate or facilitate immoral infertility, quote, treatments, that is in quotes, that deprive children of being conceived through the loving act of their partners, as opposed to technicians in a lab, or destroy, quote, excess embryos created in the process of artificial reproduction. This is the extreme. This is the abortion ban, the IVF ban of J.D. Vance and Donald Trump and the Catholic Church and those that believe that the religions of people who happen to sit as judges or justices on our courts get to trample on the religious viewpoints of others. That's not democracy. Let me give you some phone numbers. Judge Traynor, who wrote this religious invective posing as legal analysis, his number is 701-530-2360. Be respectful, but if you feel like it, voice your disagreement. 701-530-2360. That's Judge Traynor. How about Bishop Carey? Be respectful, but voice your disagreement. 541-388-4004. And folks, lest you think that this is some far-flung problem, Milwaukee Archbishop Jerome Listecki sits on the board of the Catholic Benefits Association that was one of the plaintiffs in this case that is seeking to ban fair treatment under the law for IVF. Go call Archbishop Listecki and tell him what you think. Be respectful, be kind. 414-769-3300. That is 414-769-3300. Tell the Archbishop what you think. We're going to turn the page here on the Maggie Dawn Show. When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit about how to make your paycheck stretch at the grocery store here on the Civic Media Radio Network.